Hey guys, it's Jessie.
And Hannah.
And welcome back to Maybe We've Been a Little Too Harsh.
We've been a little too harsh.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you. It had some syncopation in it.
Yeah, it reminds me of something. Oh my gosh, I can't remember. Maybe it is Merrily We Roll Along. That's
I
kind
was
of the
going for like
vibes.
a bullfrog kind of vibe, so that would go with Merrily We Roll Along in my head for some
Yeah, for
reason.
sure.
It works.
Yeah.
Oh, so how are you, darling?
I am okay. Let's start with the good news, 'cause that's the thing that my brain is like, you have to remember, you have to remember, you have to remember. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I am getting my first COVID vaccine on Thursday.
Yes.
Yes, I did have to use my friend's sister who would like knew where to make the right calls, I guess, to like figure it out for me. But whatever. And I think it's gonna be Pfizer, which is great because that's the one that I wanted.
That's the one I got.
Yay! That's what I've heard the least problems with from assigned female at birth people and also people with chronic illness.
Do you know your blood type?
Nope.
So apparently people with A-type blood are having a harder time with side effects than people with other types of blood.
What the
Which
fuck?
my anecdotal evidence of this, like I'd heard it before, but my mom has A-type blood and she's the only one of us who had issues with side effects after her first shot.
Really?
My
That's
sister and I are both
crazy.
AB and my dad is B, so.
Wow. Yeah, I have no fucking clue. I'm sure someone knows. Some doctor who has my records has to have that information. But I don't know. Yeah.
Sorry, my dog.
That's.
If you can hear my dog just going fucking ape shit.
Yeah, he's really crazy.
Yeah, he's losing his mind. He'll tire himself out and go to sleep in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting my second vaccine on the 11th, so.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Yeah.
Coming up. So, what's your bad news then?
Oh, my bad news is just that my stomach hasn't been great for like a week. It's
No.
not really, it's not bad bad. It's just like I'm uncomfortable, blah blah blah. I guess also kind of good news is that I tried on all of my shorts and I have lost a significant amount of weight from being ill.
Can't relate.
Both stomach-wise and mentally, to the point of needing Adderall, so the Adderall is really the main thing here. That I need to. There's no way that I can get away with these shorts. So I had to buy shorts, and like, I literally don't know. I don't know. I kind of went a little crazy. I probably went a little overboard with the amount of shorts and skirts that I bought, and
Nope, do
probably they'll
it.
get here. None of them will fit, and I'll have to send them all back, and I'll never go to the store to return them. It's gonna be a
Yep,
whole
that's
how-do
relatable.
do, so.
I've been trying to lose weight and I'm just doing a terrible job at it, and it's not working, unsurprisingly, because
I
I'm doing a
mean,
terrible job.
losing weight is so much work.
I know.
That's
But like
like
I
the
did it
worst
2 years
thing.
ago, and it's like it wasn't that hard 2 years ago. And I have like the same amount of weight to lose. Because I backed the weight that I was at. And I kept it off for a year. And then the pandemic happened. And Eli, I swear to God. And now I'm trying to lose it again. And it's much harder than it was last time. So rude. Yeah. I think part of it is that I can't just like go to the store and buy healthy food.
Yeah,
Like I
it's
used
so
to.
much
Like.
more tiring to even bother to like think about cooking.
Yeah, and I used to go to the store when I was losing weight. I would go to the store like 3 times a week to get like fresh produce and stuff. And like it's just not feasible to get delivery groceries 3 times a week.
Nope.
Like that's not reasonable.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Sooner than later, things will be fine-ish.
I know, we're all getting vaccinated. I like the end is in
Yeah.
sight now. And that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I think that's all I have. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, what about you?
So I've been applying to a ton of jobs.
Oh,
I
yeah.
had, let me pull up my little like spreadsheet
You
thing so I
had
get
two
this right.
interviews, right?
I had more than two
Oh,
interviews.
God.
I had
How are you getting the interviews? I feel like I have no luck ever.
I applied to like 50 jobs, and so like 10 of them want to interview me.
That is so. Way higher than I ever get.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
I have a good resume. So, being in grad school is really helping, I think, people like that. So,
yeah.
I have done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 interviews. Mm-hmm. I have one tomorrow. And then I don't have any more, so I'm a little panicked. Mm-hmm. So I've applied for more jobs. But I'm hoping to hear back from some of the ones that I first interviewed with, because I think a lot of them went really well.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are working at, like, private preschools and daycares. But okay. One of them is a teacher residency program for, like, inner city kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a different vibe. That's the one I interviewed for today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping to hear from them soon and get a placement for this fall.
Mm-hmm.
That's when my unemployment runs out, so I need a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the meantime, we're closing on the house on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We got it all scheduled today. So 7:30, we're going to be at the house signing papers, and then they give us the keys.
Wow, that's crazy. So
it's pretty exciting, yeah.
Wow.
Mm. And, I don't really have much else going on. School continues to be annoying. Mm. Oliver continues to be perfect.
That is correct.
My dog has stopped attacking me and fallen asleep, as predicted.
Yay!
After, like, mutilating my thumb. Yeah, he's crazy. My birthday's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have,
I don't know what day it is.
It's the 12th, but I'm celebrating on the 10th. I'm having Seth and his partner come over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna be really nice. I'm excited.
Nice. Nice. Yeah,
should be fun. That's it. Yeah. Queer as Folk.
Yeah. Okay, so it was the first episode of the season.
Of season 3, yeah. Yay, season 3!
Yay!
Everyone's hair is longer!
I didn't like that at all. Especially because it just kind of looked stupid.
I think people look nice with their longer hair.
I don't like Justin's longer hair. Wait, Justin, I saw him in something the other day. I literally can't remember what it was. Oh my gosh, it was something that, like, was semi-referential to Queer as Folk because if I can remember, I will tell you, but right now I just can't remember.
I feel like I know everything he's been in, so.
I think he was like a therapist and he was talking to a queer couple. Maybe I'm wrong, but that is what it was. It was a TV show. It was like a one
he was in
cameo.
He was in Mr. Robot. If it was that.
Nope. It was like very recent.
Oh, then this was pretty recent, but I don't know. That's cool though. He grows his hair out quite long by the end of the season.
Mm.
He just keeps growing it. People have different feelings on it. I think he looks so different with it. I really like his late season 4 hair, but mostly I love his season 5 hair. His season 5 hair is perfect.
Okay. Okay. I like his season 1 hair.
No, I don't like his season 1 hair.
It's kind of normal.
Elijah!
It's nice.
Oh my god.
And this is coming from someone who hates normal stuff. So.
Yeah. Eli. I don't know what his problem is.
No. Once I finish eating this mac and cheese, I will Google while we talk. But
all right, sounds good.
Eat while we talk.
It's cool. I'm just going to wait for my dog to finish barking. Eli. Enough. Eli. Come here. Come here. Good boy.
He was not asleep for long.
I know. He'll go back to sleep. Come here. I love you. Don't be terrible. He only does barks like that like once a day now, so he's definitely improved. Yeah, he's a lot more chill than he used to be.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But he did pee in my parents' house yesterday, so kind of a mixed bag. I know. I don't know why he did that.
Ugh.
I know. He's terrible. Yeah. I love him so much.
Okay, so what is going on with the characters?
All right, so Ted and Emmett are newly a couple.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, they're working on it. Brian and Justin have broken up.
Mm-hmm.
Justin is with Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
Ben is moving in with Michael. But at the same time, Michael's kind of regressing back to season one with the him and Brian dynamic.
Yes, I did notice that. I was like, what the heck is happening?
So he's kind of being pulled in two directions, the Ben direction and the Brian direction. The lesbians have a party. They seem very happy. Melanie looks fantastic. I think that's about all.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it, and it is just simply not standing out to me what it was.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. It was very weird. Because he was, like, old. So it must have been, like, very recent. But I don't know.
Weird.
Okay. Yeah.
Who should we start with today?
Gosh. Well, let's start with the lesbians because they do nothing.
Okay. The lesbians have a party. Lindsay is sad about... Okay, I actually have a lot of feelings about Lindsay here. Lindsay scolds...
Oh my god, she did like nothing.
No, because she's got that scene with Brian.
I barely remember that at all.
There's a scene with Brian where they're walking with Gus, and she lectures him about how he treated Justin.
Oh, yeah.
And that he never showed... he was never romantic with him. Mm-hmm. And that... This is the same person who, when he tried to give her the plane tickets at their wedding, said, no, it wouldn't be right, Brian Kinney sacrificing for others.
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways, Lindsay.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, I feel so bad for Brian, because she just jerks him around, and everything he does is wrong.
Yeah.
And this whole episode is everyone telling Brian what he did wrong, when all he's saying is, Justin was allowed to leave.
Yeah. He didn't really do anything wrong.
He did not.
Yeah.
I mean, Debbie, like, lays into him.
Like, I understand what they are saying, and yeah. I agree, because the problem is that, like, he wasn't actually communicating with his partner, like, his primary partner, and, like, that is... what you should do,
yes.
Especially when you're fucking living together and he is a child. I know he's an actual adult, but not really.
No, I know.
And, yeah, the problems are really more so with Justin. But Brian was like, he didn't really do anything wrong because Michael's being an asshole. We really should save Michael and Brian for last because they're the fucking worst.
We have to.
And by them, I mean Michael is the worst.
Let me tell you, there are people who forgive Michael for what he says in this episode, and there are people who don't forgive Michael for what he says in this episode, and I'm in the latter camp. I never forgive Michael for this.
I am willing to forgive Michael for this.
He says that he should have left Justin to die.
Yeah, no. That's inexcusable. I mean...
Elijah!
I am more willing to forgive him for, like, holding this grudge on behalf of Brian if he shows improvement, and also willing to forgive him for even bringing this up if he shows improvement.
Yeah, but I just don't forgive him for saying you might as well have just left him lying there. I don't understand how a person says something
bullshit.
Like that.
Yeah.
God, Michael's terrible.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're saving them for last. Yeah. So, so Lindsay jerks Brian around as usual. Meanwhile, Brian, I'm just going to talk about Brian a little bit because I have to. Brian is clearly a mess.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we see him with the hustler at the end of the episode, which I can't even
that.
Watch.
Oh, my God.
I can't even watch that scene.
Oh, I wanted to, like, literally peel my skin off. I
know.
Felt so gross.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Because, like, it's the worst thing is that it's, like, the ugly version of Justin.
It is.
Ugh.
And it's just hard to watch for me because, like, first of all, it's a sex scene, and sex scenes generally make me uncomfortable.
But
second,
it's a bad one.
I know, especially bad sex scenes. But, like, also, Brian's pain is so, like, out there.
Yeah.
That I, like, pull back. Like, it's too much for me.
Yeah.
Like, the reason I vibe well with Brian is that he plays it close to the chest, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And I relate to that. So whenever it's like, look, here's Brian's feelings, I'm always like, no, I can't see them. They're too bright. Like, it hurts my eyes. So it's a I didn't watch that scene. I just, like, listened to it in a different tab. But I have seen it many times, of course.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Brian, you know, walks into the diner. Looks beautiful.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That was Bandit hitting Eli.
Oh, my God.
And Eli just losing his damn mind. Eli, you gotta chill, honey.
He does not know how.
He's been so good all day, and now he's just freaking out because I'm recording. Eli, honey. I don't know. He can't deal with not having my attention.
Yeah.
And now he's playing my ukulele.
He's a very musical boy.
He is. He's got feelings to express.
Yeah.
So, yes, Brian looks dazzling, says he is dazzling.
Yeah.
We get a little scene with him and Justin. We get a scene with him and Justin every single episode, at least one.
What was the scene with him and Justin?
Justin's peeing and Brian walks in and pees on top of him.
Yeah.
And then he says, by the way, I hope you get what you want.
I kind of liked that scene.
Oh, I like that scene.
Yeah. I feel like there's got to be people on the internet who hate that scene. And
I don't know them.
Okay, great. I just know that there's a lot of people out there with bad opinions.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, the vast, vast majority of the fandom, as of now, ships Brian and Justin.
As
so
they
like anything with Brian and Justin together. When the show was airing, it was very split between Brian and Michael and Brian and Justin.
Those people are stupid.
Correct.
God. The white gays are like a plague on us all.
They really are. I say as a white gay.
Well, but you're Jewish, so.
I try to be Jewish.
And not a white gay man.
True.
That's really what I meant.
I am not a man.
White lesbians are slightly better. Up one step.
We're like a
Maybe
little
two.
Better.
Maybe up two steps, depending on the person.
It's like not a lot, though.
Not a lot.
It's not a lot of steps.
But, white Jewish lesbians are top tier, with the exception of my boss, who held me captive in a work meeting for 3 fucking hours today. I almost closed my computer and left, but it was just me and her. I like could not do that. Yeah, but yes, you and me, number one. We're number one.
Yeah, us at the top and everyone else just worse.
Correct. Yes.
I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Everyone,
Lindsay tells Brian everything he did wrong.
Yeah.
And Brian has one line that's really important, and I want you to keep it in mind for this season.
Okay.
He says, Lindsay says something about how much Brian loved Justin or something, and Brian says, I never loved him. There's a pause. Yeah. And he says, and even if I did, I never would ask him to put my needs above his or to be someone he's not.
Yeah.
And I want you to remember those two things that are Brian Kinney's definition of love.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask him to put your needs above his, and you don't ask him to be someone he's not.
Mm.
Because those are two things that are going to happen to Justin.
Oh, no. Wait, no, hold on. I think I misinterpreted what you just said. So
okay.
He is going to put his needs above Justin's? Or
no.
No.
He's saying that he would never put his needs, ask Justin to put Brian's needs above Justin's needs.
And Justin does do this.
This will happen to Justin.
Ask him to do that?
No, with okay. Ethan.
Oh. Yeah.
Brian, you have to remember, the people who write the show love Brian. They worship Brian.
Okay,
Brian
yeah.
is the platonic ideal. So a lot of times the stuff that comes out of Brian's mouth is the stuff that the producers are saying, the creators
yes.
of the show are saying. So this is the definition of love that the show has laid out for us.
Yeah.
And I think they do a really interesting job of showing how Justin's relationship with Ethan doesn't fulfill these two tenets.
Yeah. I mean, but I feel like I don't... okay. Brian's definition of, like, his definition of what is not love is when you put your when you put someone else's needs above your own,
mm-hmm.
and when you ask someone to be someone that they're not.
Yes.
And, like, he's right. Those are things that any normal, healthy relationship should not ask you to do, with the exception of, like, if your other partner, if your partner is, like, in need because they're sick or just, like, they can't do a thing. Not, like, yeah. a perpetual constant thing. Yes. And so I guess I'm sort of confused why, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say everyone else's relationship is healthy in the show. Like, probably for the most part, they do this bad thing. But, like, why do I feel like the other characters don't understand that those things would make it an unhealthy relationship?
Because the characters have been so adamant that Brian and Justin's relationship was unhealthy, when it really wasn't. Their communication was not great, but neither of them mistreated the other one. But everyone was on them all the time saying what you're doing is wrong because you're sleeping with other people, because you're not buying him roses, because XYZ.
Yeah.
And everyone has been just enforcing their own opinions and views on this relationship since its inception.
Yeah.
And now that they've broken up, everyone's still doing it. Everyone's telling Brian what he did wrong. Mm-hmm. And telling Justin in the case of Michael.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess I didn't see it like that for like a minute or two, because I don't know. There were still some moments where they were like, where everyone else was like, oh, you guys are in such a great relationship. And oh, Justin's your boyfriend. And Brian didn't like say anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess I kind of interpreted that as, like, things were different or, like, changed somehow.
Things did sort of change about halfway through the season, season two. Yeah. About Justin's birthday is usually the turning point that we see when things start to go south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, Brian is not doing well.
No. It's but hard to watch, but it is also nice to see him unable to not feel something. You know what I mean?
It is. It definitely is.
Yeah.
And it's also nice that he's not angry at Justin.
Yes. Yeah. He's just hurt.
He's hurt, but he at the same time, he doesn't, like, blame Justin for hurting him. He's just sad.
Yeah.
He's sad that this is how it ended up.
Yeah.
But we will get later some vindictiveness towards Justin, which I think is just a little bit, and it feels very natural and realistic.
Okay.
It's more, it's like snarkiness. It's not like revenge against Justin or anything, but it's like you do get that there's a little bit of anger there.
Okay.
Right. Which I think is reasonable and valid. But here he, you know, defends Justin. Mm-hmm. He punches Michael for saying something about Justin,
which I loved. I loved it so much.
It's beautiful.
Michael was such an asshole and so out of line, and like he wasn't even like paying attention to the fucking nonverbal cues that Brian was giving him.
And
like,
verbal. He was saying, be quiet, Michael.
Yeah, that too. And he was, like, screaming his hatred for Justin.
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely deserved to be punched. I would say, like, it was merciful of Brian to only punch him once.
I agree. I would stab him.
I would have, like, literally beat him till a rib was broken. Like, dead ass.
Yeah. But it is funny that Ben was about to punch him and Brian was like, shit, because Ben would beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, I'm annoyed that no one else was fucking paying attention to see
Everyone was on Michael's side, and it's really frustrating.
Yeah. Like,
except for Justin.
Except for Justin. Heaven. Yeah. Because you could tell he was overhearing it.
Yeah. Or even if he didn't overhear the whole thing, he had some idea of what went down.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's something that I really love about this period of the show, is that there's going to be in a couple episodes, in the episode that I hate, but there is one part that I like where Brian is in trouble and Justin immediately gives a shit and steps in to help.
Aww.
These two are never going to be out of each other's lives.
Yeah.
And they both know that, I think.
Yeah.
There was kind of the fantasy of it here where Justin was like, oh, these people aren't my friends anymore. They don't want me around. I'm just going to fade out. And everyone's telling him, like, that's not the deal.
Yeah, because they all actually liked him.
Yeah.
And, like, he's known Gus since Gus was born,
Mm-hmm.
literally. And I don't know. And, like, the mom, what's his name's mom? Michael's mom, like, took.
Debbie.
There we go. She's just a red-haired bitch to me, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Like, she literally took care of him, like, took him in, was his mom for a period of time. Yeah, I think we need to talk about Michael following Justin out of the diner at the beginning of the episode
Yep.
and telling Justin to get out of everyone's lives.
First telling him after everything Brian's done for you, and Justin just snaps, I know what he's done for me. People really need to stop holding that over Justin's head. He didn't ask to be saved. And I like that he's putting his foot down about it, that he's sick of hearing it. But yeah, Michael tells him, Justin says, you know, congratulations, you've wanted me gone since the first day we met. True. Now there's nothing standing between you and Brian. Kind of true, there has been, but besides that. And then Michael saying, nobody wants you here. You were only here because you were with Brian.
Yeah,
Which
which
has
is.
got to be a hard thing to hear from people who are supposed to have been your friends for 2 years.
Yeah, especially someone who you like started kind of a business venture with, who you thought you were making progress with them. Michael's just like an asshole. He's like, if he was a living person, I would feel fine saying that he's like one of the top 10 worst people alive
Oh,
currently today.
he's really bad. He's really bad. It frustrates me the degree to which Justin is isolated from everybody during his relationship with Ethan. Because, like, Head and Emin are never going to talk to him. The lesbians, despite what happened in the scene, I don't think ever have a scene with him. He does stay close with Debbie, which is sweet. But, like, as a whole, he's really not relevant to them when he's not with Brian. And that's hard. And
That
that's one reason
sucks.
when I write for the show, I do a lot to give Justin friends because I feel like he doesn't get to have friends. And in first episode of season 4, we meet a friend of Justin's who was queer, who was Justin's friend and not Brian's friend.
Thank
And it's so
God.
great. And it's this one character. And you don't get the backstory on how they know each other. They just know each other. And it's great.
Ugh, good. When are we gonna see Daphne? I miss her.
Next episode.
Thank God.
I know.
Ugh.
And she looks fabulous. We actually hit quite a bit of Daphne this season.
Ugh, thank God. Season 2 was severely lacking in
It
Daphne.
was. It was. And we only see her a couple times in season 4, and just the once in season 5, I think. Yeah. But
That's
every season has
bad.
some Daphne, so.
Okay.
But yeah, we're going to see her soon. She's going to be next episode.
Okay, good.
And she does not like Ethan.
That's valid. Right now, I don't have a problem with Ethan other
Me
than
neither.
his apartment.
Yeah.
Like, look, here's the thing is I don't see any realism in a Jewish person going to a private a fine arts institution living in a shithole.
He does mention that he's on scholarship.
Yes, but he could finagle scholarship money for the, housing. I know multiple people who got free ride plus money for housing. It's not unheard of, and he should have fought to get it.
I think he likes his shack. It's like his aesthetic.
No, that's homophobic.
I read something about Justin and Ethan that I think is really interesting. Whereas that's basically you never see them have sex. You see them lying around after sex. And they said it was like a Renaissance painting. And I think that's a really apt description. And it's interesting when you contrast what you see with Justin and Brian, which is very much more, it's not like realistic because obviously this whole show is, you know, a soap opera, but it's like raw and it's more real in terms of the context of the show. Whereas Ethan and Justin are always kind of this romantic
I was ideal. Literally about to say that. It's always painted in a romantic light. Someone's always, like, lounging, like, half covered in a sheet. And, like, the music is very pretty and, like, Renaissance-esque or whatnot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bandit.
Oh.
You're in the way.
Okay. Then I guess we've basically gotten through everyone with the exception of my two favorite
your
people
babies.
To ever be born. Emmett and Ted.
All right. Talk to me.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Like, can I just say this was painful for me to watch this episode? Like, for them specifically?
Talk to me.
Like, I know the whole thing is, like, generally... Well, I mean, I'm going to disagree, actually. Full stop. I disagree that when you make the jump from friends to lovers, that it's an awkward
stumble.
I have never had it feel like that. It always feels like you're, like, I don't know, like, destiny in a way? Like, and then it, like, feels nice and not awkward because there's sort of, like, the certainty to it. Because there's more of, like, a gravity. Because, like, you're being pulled to the other person, I think, more so than when you get together with someone who you weren't friends with already.
Yes.
So I didn't like that, but, like, Ted setting up a whole little station.
I know, it's hard to watch.
That was just embarrassing, but consistent with his character, so I can't be that mad. And Emmett being nervous, I understand, and, like, you know, eventually they got to the where they needed to get to, which is that they just needed to be in the moment together with each other. Like, that's the whole thing. It just, like, took too long to get there, and everyone around them was like, well, we think it's great. And, like, silently you can just, like, hear them thinking, like, we think you're gonna break up because you're not gonna last because friends shouldn't date, blah, 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 blah. I could never do it. Like, shut up.
Speaking of that, though, Emmett has a fantastic moment when Michael says, I just can't imagine sleeping with my best friend. And Emmett goes, really? Because Michael has been imagining sleeping with his best friend for the past 16 years.
Oh my god. Yeah, I forgot.
And it's a great little moment.
Yeah. Ugh.
God, I just got an email from Postmates that says, stop Asian hate. And it said, Postmates. We have Asian people working in our office and delivering our food. Like, wow. Okay, congratulations.
Oh my god.
What a way to start an email. Terrible. We have Asian people who work for us, so therefore you shouldn't hate Asians.
That is so fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's not great. We touched a little bit on it, but Michael and Brian go to Babylon and dance and do drugs, and it's very season one.
Yes, it is.
Which is exactly what Brian is looking for.
Yep.
And Michael can't resist the call.
Well, he tries to, and then Ben's like, you should go, your friend, like, he's in a lot of pain, which, like, honestly was really good on Ben, like, that was a great call. Yeah.
But once Michael gets there, and then afterwards at the party, he's parroting back stuff Brian said about, like, hating on relationships and judging all the couples at the party, and lying about how late he stayed out and basically reverting back to all his old habits. And that will come up in future episodes.
Ooh, interesting. Yep.
I believe it's next episode, but I could be wrong.
Okay. I do also want to note that, like, I think Debbie had a really great... Debbie and the lesbians together, like, were really good. In terms of, like, reaffirming for Justin that he's, like, not allowed to leave, because, like, they still care about him and want him around, and Debbie is, like, come back to the diner, like, you still have your job if you want it, and I like that she, like, almost threw the food at Michael. Like, what an idiot. You really are about to reveal to your mother, who loves Justin like a literal son, that you said get out?
Whenever Debbie realizes what a horrible person Michael is always a joy. Yeah. There's a whole plot line in season 5, I guess it is. Yeah, it's 5, where Debbie goes against Michael, and Michael's in a feud with someone over something, and Debbie takes someone else's side.
Good over for Michael. Her.
And it's like, thank God.
Yeah.
Because that's when Michael's being like cartoonishly evil. Like mustache twirling villain Michael in season 5.
Oh God. I kind of feel like that's how he already is.
Ugh. Season 5 is wild.
I cannot stand that man.
No, he's really, really, really bad. He's really bad.
Okay. I feel like
when I say I just watched the show for Brian and Justin, I'm not exaggerating. Evan's great. But
I get it. I just also really, really love Emmett and Ted.
I'm glad that you love Emmett and Ted. Like, that makes me very happy.
I think they're, like, perfect. Like, they I have would some watch a show about
great
them.
Stuff coming this season.
Thank God. I'm so excited.
Really, really, really great stuff.
Oh, I really hope they don't break up. I will throw myself off my roof. I oh, won't, dear. But I will want to.
All right, that's fair.
I'll think about it at least once.
Is it time for hot or not?
It is time for hot or not.
All right, who's hot?
Oh, God. I figured out who my not is very quickly.
Is it Michael?
Yes. But, okay, so wait, my hot is...
Okay, so I'm going to have to think of a different not.
honestly... Oh, fuck. Oh, no, it's really hard. I am stuck between two people.
I'm also between two people.
Okay, I'll give it to Debbie because honestly...
Oh, okay, she wasn't one of mine.
Oh. Well, I'm giving it to Debbie because... Not for her moment at the end. I'm going to forget that that happened. Black it out of my memory. But her almost fighting Michael deserved, necessary, should have happened. She should have been the one to punch Michael. I would have loved that.
That would have been fantastic.
And, like, you know, she was really great with Justin. And she also went the extra mile to, like, actually talk to Ethan and be like,
yeah.
You're cute. Like, and make him feel like people are actually talking to him and not just to Justin.
So, yeah. And yeah. She made food for the lesbians for their party. That was very nice.
That is true. Yeah.
Okay, my hot honorary mention to Ben.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm going to give it to Brian.
Yeah, that's the other person I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. He just handles this whole thing with a lot of class.
Yeah.
And he's clearly miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still... respectful.
Yeah.
And he says like that he never loves Justin and stuff like that, but and then he follows it up with, and even if I did.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't completely freak out when Michael says stuff like, oh, you must love him so much. Like, if you said that about someone I'd just broken up with, I would be like, fuck you.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Do not tell me what my feelings are for this person right now. And he tells Michael that he needs to make up with Justin to keep doing Rage.
Yeah.
Which, so he has like, no problem with Justin being around in his life.
Yeah. He just, like, knows he has to get through this, like, sadness and heartbreak.
Yep.
Which is true. So, ugh. He was so good this episode. It was so, like, nuanced and nice.
I love Brian very much.
Yeah.
As we know. Like, Justin is my favorite, but I love Brian very much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not.
My not.
Go ahead. I'll think of another one.
Oh, my not is obviously Michael. Fuck that guy. Yep. He deserves, like, if we are gonna abolish prisons, I'm gonna say, actually, no, we need one cell to put Michael in for all
the Michael
eternity.
The Botany cell.
He is the worst. Like, what a horrible fucking prick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who's He's a bad friend? Person. And then it drives me crazy that Brian goes over to apologize after he punches him and brings
he
him the steak and everything.
Have.
Like at least Michael says, for what I said, I deserved it. And yeah. Brian makes his face like, yeah. So at least there's that. But, like, still.
Yeah. He still let everyone, like, fawn over him.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Grow a spine.
Who is my not? I mean, it's obviously Michael. Michael is the answer.
Yeah.
But since I have to come up with another one.
There's another pretty easy one.
I guess I'll say Lindsay.
Yeah.
for just gaslighting Brian.
Yeah.
Constantly.
She's not even really the one that, like, put her foot down and was like, Justin, we want you in our life. That was mostly Melanie.
It was Melanie, yeah. Can't stand her.
Yeah.
Melanie deserves so much better. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
You know what? I actually really like the lesbians plot next episode, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think you'll like it, too.
Oh, you know what we need to talk about? We need to talk about how you and Benny both got Shane in that L word quiz, and I got Carmen!
I can totally see you as a Carmen.
I know, I know. It's like if Carmen and Jenny were not, like, the worst couple ever in existence, and, like, they maybe fused together to become one character... That would probably be me.
I can see it. I was trying really hard not to skew my answers to try to get Shane. Because I take personality quizzes very seriously.
Okay, so,
like,
okay.
I try really hard not to, like, to be impartial.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't choose, like, hairstylist for my career or whatever. I chose novelist, you know?
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
I think what got me was the breakup question when they asked what you would do. And I said, hook up with lots of people and take pills. Because, like, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And that was my shaniest answer, but I was very pleased to get her, yes.
Yeah. I was, like, very worried I was going to get Jenny because I know I'm very much Jenny. We have a lot of very similar things about ourselves. But I also didn't want to go out of my way to try and rig it against Jenny. Yep.
So. Exactly. You have to have scruples when it comes to online personality quizzes, or else what do you have? Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear about next episode?
Yes. It better just be about Emmett and Ted. That's all I want. Emmett and Ted, and then Daphne shows up in the middle.
Emmett and Ted have a great plot in this one.
Great.
It's comic relief, but it's fun.
Okay. They're usually comic relief.
There's this one scene with Emmett that's just fucking hysterical. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time. Okay. It's called House Full of Children.
Okay.
Having left Brian, Justin must find a way to pay for school. Much to Lindsay's surprise, Melanie expresses her desire to have another baby.
No!
Listen, their conversations about this are really nuanced and good, and really interesting.
I just don't want them to have another kid, even though I know it
there's
happens.
There's also a scene where they are naked in the bathtub smoking pot, and it's kind of awesome.
I love that. Oh, you know what? I love the scene where it's like everyone is having everyone's over at Jenny's for the for the movie party. And Shane makes pot brownies, and then everyone dances on the table, and then the cops come No, it's not the cops. Those two women, the woman who, like, owns that other bar, She Bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping it gives me similar vibes, because I love that scene.
I don't think it will. It's just them being chill and smoking pot in the bathtub.
Oh, sad.
But it's, like, it's nice.
Okay.
Emmett discovers a loophole in his relationship with Ted in order to honor a previously arranged liaison.
What?
It's hilarious.
Okay.
This guy who Emmett said he would hook up with comes back to town, and Emmett wants to hook up with him, and Brian convinces him that he's grandfathered in.
Oh my fucking god. Okay, yeah.
It's very funny.
Uh-huh. I mean, Ted and Emmett haven't had, like, a monogamy conversation yet, so, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So this is a very fun episode. It's got a scene with Justin and Brian that I like very much.
Good.
And it's got Justin looking very moody and wearing his turtlenecks. And I think this is the one when Jennifer meets Ethan.
Ah. And she'll be so that's also nice. A guy
yes,
your own age.
Basically. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not episode 4, which is the terrible one.
Oh. Okay, great.
Yeah. So that's good.
Cool.
God, all these episodes besides 4 are so fucking good. I'm just scrolling through the descriptions going, oh, yeah, it's so good. I love this season.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm looking great forward season. To it.
Good.
All right. Cool. So that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. You should follow us on Twitter at A Little Too Harsh, at Hannah Mosk, and at Jesse_Quinn.
Yes.
Yeah, that feels like so short and abrupt, but
I know, it was quick. You really got through it.
Yeah, I don't... Whatever.
It was good. I was impressed.
Thank you guys for listening. Adopt a cat.
Adopt a cat.